This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Anthony, we're going to be 100 years old. Well, I guess I'll be 100 and you'll be like 95. And we're going to play that hour opener of the amphibious ambidextrous, and that's how we're both gonna die, is we're gonna die in a fit of laughter when we play that back.
Yeah, I can always count on a chuckle every time I hit that.
It really brings a smile to my face every single time. Final hour of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when people say things that where I'm like, I don't really have a ton of, not want to say respect, but like, I don't really care that much about your opinion, and it's something that's very, I think, is very silly and has been talked about a lot. I don't typically like to play it or give it attention. You know, Cam Newton's kind of in the media game now, and like, to be clear, Cam as a player, like, was one of my absolute favorite players. He's said some things in the last couple of years. He's gotten into the commentary space about football, but also some stuff off the field that I'm like, don't love that. So like, level setting here on the Cam Newton of it all. But dude was a former number one overall pick and was an MVP. And he had Wale, DC's legendary rapper, and obviously enormous Commanders fan, on his podcast. And they were talking about Jaden Daniels. And of course, the last time there was a sensational rookie year from a Commanders quarterback, they were not called the Commanders. And the quarterback's name was Robert Griffin III. So there was talk about the crossover in between those two, and here's how that conversation went.
Fear Jaden Daniels could be a potential one-hit wonder?
Nah.
What makes him different?
I think he loves the game too much.
But speak to me like from a D&B.
He loves the game too much. You know, you got people that don't love the game. Mm-hmm. They love what comes with the game. That boy loves the game. Like, he just loves the game. Like,
seen a lot of success as a rookie season.
I worry about that with our most like CJ struggled a little bit the second year, but the line was a little.
But you know. I'm gonna say it in this way: there's nobody who had the game in a chokehold like Robert Griffin III. but RG3, bro, I have to tip my hat to him.
One of the GOAT rookie seasons of all time.
No, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I see that same thing happening for Jaden, and as you know, being in that community. Do you fear that?
I mean, I think you always fear, like, we got PTSD of not winning for so long. So it's like, we don't even know how to have good things. We don't know what it's like to be, like, having 5 primetime games this year. Like, we don't know. Like, so it's like, there's a reason why, you know what I'm saying? And this is the kid from LSU. But it's so we like, damn, like, okay, when is the honeymoon over? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to think like that, but I gotta believe in, like, you know, the new organization and new GM. You know, they got plans for the new stadium. So, like, we going in the right direction. We trying to right them wrongs from all them years.
I appreciate Cam asking the question in the way that he did. And I thought Wale's answer was great. I can't believe that's the sentence that just came out of my mouth. Robert and Jaden cannot be different, more different as people. And that really is where it comes down to. I think Robert liked football. I don't think he loved the game in the way that Jaden loves the game. I don't think he loved leadership in the way, like, I think Robert liked the idea of leadership. I don't think he ever actually did it, just if I'm being, like, totally blunt about it. And the way I know that is just ask, like, listen to the way people talk about him. Listen to what it was like to be around him. Listen to the stories at the time. Listen to the stories that people tell you now. And they're very different than the way people talk about Jaden Daniels. And that's before you even get to the environments in which they existed, but just what they seem to value as people. I think Robert liked being the center of attention. I think Robert still likes being the center of attention, which is why he social media is the way that he social medias. And Jaden would play football in front of nobody. I think he loves the fans. I think he laps up those moments. But how often did we remark this year how cool, calm, and collected he was? He loves to compete. He loves to prepare. He likes doing the 5:30 a.m. thing. And it's not I'm doing 5:30 a.m. for show. It's I'm doing 5:30 a.m. because that's when I can get my work done. And there's enough of it that I need to do it then so I can also participate in this other thing with my teammates and be in this team meeting and be attentive here and do this other thing and take care of myself away from football and get it all done every single day because that's what it means to be a professional. And the quarterback position, it just is hard to do it all because there's so much to do. The relationship he has with Cliff, the relationship he has with DQ, that's the next step. Very different than the relationship that Kyle had and Mike had with Robert. And part of that is who Robert is versus Jaden. Part of that is who Kyle and Mike were versus who Dan and Cliff are. I think Dan and Cliff are much warmer people. I think Kyle has talked about, I know he's talked about it with people that he's coached over the years, like Logan, but Kyle has also publicly talked about, like, he was a young guy trying to still establish himself in the league at that point. And he was also a much rougher around the edges type of person. He was much less compromising than he is now as a head coach. I think Kyle has grown a lot as from the interpersonal skills when you hear people talk about who Kyle was versus who Kyle is. But Robert dealt with Kyle in 2012 and 2013. Very, very different. Obviously, Mike at that point was towards the end of his, or ultimately was the end of his career, of what is a Hall of Fame caliber coaching career. And Mike was in some ways a player's coach, but was also old school and demanding in other ways. And I don't know how well that meshed with Robert. DQ is demanding, but I don't even know that I go demanding. DQ has high standards and he holds people to them in a very different way that works very well with Jaden's personality. And then you get to ownership where Josh Harris and Jaden Daniels, I'm sure, have a fine relationship, but it is not a cozy one and an empowering one in the way that Dan Snyder was with Robert Griffin III. And so the environment that all creates is very, very different for multiple years of success, not to mention from like a more the general manager side of it, the roster building of what Robert Griffin III had in 2012 and 2013. And I think the better comparison is, like, as this one also came up, is CJ Stroud last year, the coaching, the schematics, and the roster all took steps back. I mean, Bobby Slowick was a nightmare last year as the offensive coordinator in Houston. The O-line coach was bad. Like, they have Bobby Johnson, who was awesome last year, and Cliff clearly has shown how effective he is at creating a good environment for the quarterback. And also, not to mention, like, you added Laramie Tunsil and drafted another first-round offensive lineman. You get Debo as an easy butt. Like, they've upgraded the situation, and they will probably also be able to put more on Jaden's plate in year two. So I get why people ask this, and I appreciate that Cam's question first was like, are you concerned? And then also like, what I'm really trying to get at is, what's the DMV? Is there PTSD? Yeah, of course there is. I think somewhere in the back of all of our minds, there is a, my God, what, we've been through this once. Could it possibly go wrong again? And it could for, I guess, some reason. But I do think it's worth pointing out, like, Robert Griffin III wasn't ruined by injury. Robert Griffin III was ruined by, ultimately, you know, some of it was circumstance at the time, but his career at large was ruined by his own approach to the game. And maybe his own skill level. Like, maybe that's as good as Robert was. And once the NFL caught on to it, what he was, or he lost the skill set due to injury, like, he had no way of adapting. Maybe that's just who he was as a player. The mental processing was never there. And that's possible. Like, it's really hard. That still doesn't mean, like, Robert, I think when we watched him on television, in between the awkward jokes, like, he was very, very good on television as an analyst. Because he can speak the game well. But speaking it versus doing it from the pocket are two different tasks. And with Jaden, I think you're just talking about a very different athlete. I think you're talking about a very different professional. And while, yes, will he have struggles? It's not going to be just some great ascent. I mean, even I pulled up Cam's numbers for comparison. Cam Newton, outside of his MVP season, never really got better. He threw for 4,000 yards once in his career. It was his rookie season.
What about 2015?
2015 was a perfect thing for him, but also, like, his numbers outside of the touchdowns weren't really that much different. Like, I guess I just told you probably because I told you the touchdowns were different. But his rookie season, he threw for 4,000 yards, 60% completion percentage, 21 touchdowns, 17 picks. His next best season yardage wise was his MVP season. He threw for 3,800 yards, almost 60%, 59.8, so slightly lower completion percentage, 35 touchdowns, 10 picks. And then his second season was probably was his next best passing season. He had 38.69 versus 38.37 in the MVP year. 57% completion percentage, 19 touchdowns, 12 picks. He had other years of 24-13, 18-12, 19-14. So, like, even with the aberration touchdowns to picks, he was roughly a 58-60% passer for between 3,300 and 4,000 yards. And outside of the 1 year, 19-25 touchdowns and 10-15 picks. That's who he was every year, including his rookie season. He never really got better. And like, if Jaden Daniels never really gets better, I think he'll have an awesome career. And I think his year last year was better than any year that Newton had, but the MVP season. So, like, I hope Jaden gets better. I hope he continues to improve, because then he's going to be one of the all-time greats, and how much fun would that be? But I do think it's an interesting question coming specifically from Cam Newton, considering, like, Cam worked really hard. Cam was a good worker, was known for that, cared a lot about the craft and the game, liked a lot of the stuff that came with football too, but as hard as he worked, the statistics at the end of the season didn't really change that much.
Yeah, I think him asking the question, do you fear this could be a possibility, given, you know, us having a quarterback that's had that trajectory where he burst into the scene,
sure,
and then went flat. So I think that's more so what it was. But I think in terms of everything you've outlined, as far as like the differences between JD5 and RG3, I do find it hard to, like, you know, come to that kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. I don't know how many times more in my life, my career, I'm going to be able to say this. I'm with Wale. not a concern. When we get back, a very silly game. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa, with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Offense Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Also now, of course, streaming on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio as well. And I'm debating, Anthony. We play this game now, or we save it for... I think we can play it now. I think we can quickly play this thing now. There was a once famous moment in this silly radio show that we had Anthony guess, was this a quote by Jalen Hurts or Taylor Swift?
And I think I did okay.
I think that's probably about your cap. Yeah,
yeah, it was okay. Painfully average. Subpar.
Yeah. I wonder how many views that's got on TikTok now. I just thought about that. Let's never know what's going to come out of the TikTok machine. Let's make sure.
You knew the Swifties, they knew everything.
678,000 views on TikTok.
Nice.
Yeah, it's our most viewed ever.
Well, yeah, we got to top that.
Yeah, the one that is in second place is our guy Shane from Oxon Hill. The greatest call in the history of the show.
Of course.
I will say, the fun I had at Media Day about her mic'd up moment with Sonia Citron is up to 71,000. So,
okay.
I've got a couple over 100K. And the point is, a lot of people have seen Anthony do, frankly, worse than he actually did in this game because our guy Tony Squares did you dirty in the edit. So with that, from literally, I believe, the same account, Anthony, that brought you Jalen Hurts or Taylor Swift quote. It is now time for Charlie XCX or Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
Well, I have to give you the quote first.
Okay.
But I will see. so the question is this a quote from 7-time Formula One champion, knighted Sir Lewis Hamilton. Yes, he's actually been knighted. Or pop star, global sensation, and brat, Charlie XCX.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
These I feel like, I don't know, maybe a little easier. But we're going to find out. Quote, and every year I've made so much music. And I'm like, why don't I come up here and perform? Is that music superstar Charlie XCX or Formula One's greatest ever driver, Lewis Hamilton?
Charlie.
And every year I've made so much music. And I'm like, why don't I come up here?
Apparently Lewis Hamilton has a music making hobby. That's 0-1.
Oh my. The thing is, that one was obvious. Like, you put it right in front of me, and I kind of did.
All right, quote number two, Anthony. Is this Charlie XCX or Lewis Hamilton? It's not really about winning.
I'm going to second guess myself. All right, I'm not. I'm going to go Lewis Hamilton.
It's not really about winning.
You should have second guessed yourself. That's Charlie XCX.
0-2. God!
You are 0-2. You just have to believe that you are unique and you're powerful and beautiful and strong. Is that Charlie XCX or Lewis Hamilton?
It sounds like Charlie, but it's Lewis.
You just have to believe that you are unique and you're powerful and beautiful and strong. And
that is complete with inspirational music.
Yes, sir.
That's Lewis Hamilton. That's why he's knighted. He's an inspirational figure. Next up, everything has a purpose. Everything I do has a purpose. Is that the well-tuned athlete, Lewis Hamilton, or Charlie XCX?
It sounds like it would be Lewis, but it's Charlie.
Everything has a purpose. Everything I do has a purpose.
Hey, look, I'm getting good at this now.
Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be a curveball. I'm not going to lie, Anthony. We're now at the point where I'm playing along with you. I didn't get this far in the swipe. If you believe in something and it's an undeniable belief, then anything is possible.
How to repeat that, por favor.
Si, senor. If you believe in something and it's an undeniable belief, then anything is possible.
Charlie.
If you believe in something and it's an undeniable belief, then anything is possible. And
That was obviously Lewis.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They've alternated so far. This hasn't even been, like, this has been so not hard.
It has been. We have been alternating.
Let's see if it continues. I won't have this moment again in this exact same way. That does sound like something Lewis could have definitely said towards the end of his time at Mercedes.
Yeah, I think it's something Ferrari. Lewis would have said, but I think this is Charlie.
I won't have this moment again in this exact same way.
Right. I think just the alternating the vibe. Let's see if they
is that what it is?
I don't know. I am waiting to see if there's a curveball with you, because again, I didn't go this far in the slide. I just was like, this game rocks. Let's do it. Although it has been much less funny this time around, but still kind of pretty funny. I don't trust people that are not animal lovers. Charlie XCX or Lewis Hamilton.
It sounds like something Charlie would probably say, but it's Lewis Hamilton. Come on.
It's definitely something that Lewis would say. He's a huge animal lover. His dog, Roscoe, made his first appearance in the Ferrari garage this week.
I don't trust people that are not animal lovers.
That was actually on Hot Ones, is where he said that.
Ah.
Which, by the way, if you haven't watched Lewis Hamilton on Hot Ones, good episode. I also feel like Charlie XCX, I can't remember if she's been on it, but I feel like she would be an awesome episode of Hot Ones. Actually.
Charlie.
That's really banging. Charlie or Lewis?
Say that one more time.
Actually, that's really banging. Actually, I think that's something Lewis might have said on Hot Ones.
It sounds like it too, but I'm going to go Charlie.
Actually, that's really banging. Gosh.
It was a food show. It wasn't Hot Ones, but that was Lewis Hamilton.
So they throw a curveball in there.
They did. Last one, Anthony. Jump into the driver's seat and put it into speed drive.
See, this sounds like it should be Lewis.
And so you're guessing?
But I'm going to go Charlie.
Yeah, this definitely sounds like a song lyric. Jump into the driver's seat and put it into speed drive. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think, you know, when you talk about cars and car seats and putting into drive, you would think you'd it's think Lewis.
You would think it'd be the Formula, but the other people don't really get to drive Formula One cars. So there's that too. I actually, in all honest to God truth, Anthony, would have done perfectly on that test.
I would have.
We know. We saw you not. When we get back, Mr. Coach Sidney Johnson. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Of course, we're also now streaming daily, every single second of the show on iHeartRadio and TuneIn as well. Earlier today, went on a little field trip, did Anthony and I. We went to the Mystics game at Eagle Bank Arena, where the Sticks were able to defeat the Chicago Sky, despite a strong performance from Angel Reese. Had a double-double in the first half, and then ultimately was able to, they were slowed down enough in the second half to be able to hold on for the win. After the game, got a chance to chat with Sidney Johnson, the Mystics head coach, and here was that conversation. With Sidney Johnson here at Eagle Bank Arena after the Mystics, probably a little for you, too thrilling win over the Chicago Sky. I want to start a little broader, though. We've talked a lot about sisterhood, and so this might be a little bit of a different question, but like, you're a male coach, coaching in women's sports, preaching sisterhood. How much do you think about how to present that, and how has that landed with the players?
Yeah, I just know, like, basketball is all the same in terms of, like, you know, really caring for your teammates and playing for each other, being very mindful that this is women's basketball. I want their sisterhood to be, you know, on point, like just pour into each other, celebrate each other, challenge each other, support each other. And so, yeah, I might, you know, I'm a guy and I get it, but I really want them to have the experience that they deserve. And wins or losses, you should feel good about being a Mystic and competing with each other and building some lasting relationships.
How have you been able to cultivate that? These seasons are hard, they're intense. So how do you, I know it started in training camp and everyone always feels good in training camp. Then you get into it. How have you continued to cultivate that? And because it's, you know, watching this team play and then hearing them talk, like, it seems like it's landed.
I think something that's very much probably not understood about me is that like I want to win badly, like what's the point? But at the same thing, it's not necessarily like win at all costs, you know what I mean? Like let's have the experience that we want. Let's, like I said, I'll just be repeating myself, so let's have that sisterhood. And oh, by the way, when you have it and it's authentic, like, you're in a better position to win games. You know right. what I mean?
The dirty secret is it actually does help you do the winning.
That's it. So it's not about not prioritizing winning, but it's like we want to go about this thing a certain way day in and day out. And then if we bust our tail and we do our homework and we look out for each other, guess what? Wins will come.
Sidney Johnson with us here on the Hoffman Show. The battle between Angel and Shakira, very, very intense. And Shakira, obviously, she's pretty intense in general. How do you try to keep her, it's not, I don't say like in between the lines, but like making sure that emotion is channeled in a way that is productive and doesn't get sidetracked into defeating herself?
Yeah, I'm putting a jinx and the whammy on me right now, because I actually think I've been able to coach, like, she's really good with that so far, you know what I mean? Like, she competes, she lets the refs know a little bit of something, and she lets the other team know something, but she reels it in pretty well, pretty effectively. I do think every now and then I might rest her, you know, let her come out and let her cool her head, but I've been very impressed with how she goes about it. And I think for me, as long as she's playing hard, she's allowing the game to come to her and play through her, I have no issues, because I want her to compete. I want her to stand her ground. And she's done a very good job of that so far.
Talk about managing players. I've had a chance to talk to follow up with Slim on this post media day. Haven't had a chance to catch up back up with you yet, but she kind of joked on media day about when you told her about being a leader on this team, that, you know, she just kind of got it. There wasn't like a sit down conversation of like, hey, this is your role.
Yeah.
You just kind of kept mentioning it, and she's like, oh, I see what you're doing here. So how have you worked with her, and how have you seen her leadership evolve throughout this season?
Yeah. There's been more conversations as we get as we have gotten into the season. But from day one, it was like, no, like you're going to be in the front of the line. Like there's no two ways about it. And then like, yeah, we'll figure out our rhythm. And we have, you know, there's things that she's asked me for more or different. I've done the same. But ultimately, you see a game like today where we're in an absolute dogfight and we're challenged to play the right way, make the right passes, also be aggressive, manage our emotions. And Slim was right there, you know, at the front of the pack. And so that's what I'm asking from her. I think points and assists and accolades will come, and they should. But when we can rely on her in the toughest moments, that's got leadership written all over it.
Cindy Johnson with us, head coach of the Washington Mystics, of course, on the Hoffman Show. Your two All-Stars, ask about them real quick before we say goodbye for the day. Sony, like, I think it's actually, like, today's a perfect example. She's got 13 points, 8 rebounds, and there's also these long stretches where it feels like she's not involved, and yet you look at the box score afterwards, she's got 11 shots. It's second most on the team. Yeah. So how do you manage her as not so much as the personality, but as the player to know, like, she's incredibly impactful. We want to get her involved, but also she's going to make sure that she's involved with the things that she does. Like, how do you walk that line as a coach?
It's not an easy one because she's so selfless, like, to be honest. Like, she's just thinking, like, if a shot comes to her, she's taking it. If not, if there's even one thought of like a contest or something, like, she's off of it and trying to find somebody else. Like, she's just so mindful. So yeah, we have to intentionally draw up a few things, a few more things to get her involved. But that's kind of on the offensive end. She is a ball mover. Defensively, she does so much, like, it's ridiculous. So it's hard to say, you know, even with 11 shots, which is not bad, but defensively, she's so involved in everything. And then her emotional stability, like, that's a big part of this game. She's so even, so professional. So it's man, we're blessed, and I'm really pleased for her to get the nod from the coaches because she's very well deserving.
Yeah, I could tell she was really upset with the call today because she like shrugged her shoulders and gave a half an eye roll, and I was like, oh my god, she must be really ticked. As far as Kiki, you guys, but I mean, really for both of them though, I think that was something that struck me watching earlier in the year. It's like, if they don't score, you don't have a chance. Yeah. To put that on rookies, and for Kiki and Sony to an extent to embrace that, what's that been like to coach?
Yeah, and I think that was somewhat true early. You know, as Shakira was working back in, and you know, Slim's kind of been there all season long for us scoring wise. But you're right that the two of them give us the best chance, especially when we can spread it around with all four of them, and you got to do that against good teams anyway. So yeah, there's some weight there. All I would just say is, you know, I think Rick Barry said this, and I hold this dearly, is like, pressure comes to those who are, you know, I'm paraphrasing, that are unprepared. And I just think these two rookies, Sonia and Kiki, they put a lot of work in to be ready for the moment, whether that's on the court, whether that's film, whether that's listening to the coaches. They're sponges. So I guess I would say it might feel like a little bit of a weight, but they want this. They want this moment. They want this opportunity. They're thrilled to be here, and we're elated to have them.
Cindy Johnson, good luck Thursday against Vegas, and then next week in LA, and then enjoy a little bit of time off for the All-Star break.
Yeah, we got a few more games to come, but one at a time. Just appreciating the day.
They got Seattle as well, and then the break coming next weekend. Cindy Johnson, thanks again for his time after. Was a hard-fought win for the Mystics against the Chicago Sky. We'll talk a little bit more about it as we wrap up the show next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wrap it up here on the Hoffman Show. Tomorrow, what do we have tomorrow, Anthony? It's a Wednesday in the middle of July, baby.
We got ESPN top position ranks.
Oh, yeah. Bill Barnwell did a list ranked every team's tight ends, receivers, running backs, etc. See, I actually haven't. I know they're not one. I know they're not last. Where are the Commanders? Curious to see what he says. So we got that.
We also might do what's next for the Nationals.
Yeah, we should definitely take a look at what's next for the Nationals. They'll have their first game, as we've been mentioning, what's trending without Rizzo and Davey tonight for St. Louis. But Berries for Luga, our guy, wrote a great column in the Post about not just like what's next from a baseball sense, but like what's needed on a macro level. And I thought it was really interesting. So we'll dive into that tomorrow for sure. Anything else particularly?
Our alternate uniforms get unveiled tomorrow.
Those do get dropped tomorrow. So I'm sure that'll be a lively topic of conversation.
Also, Mike Rizzo will be on the junk one final time.
Yep, 9 a.m. tomorrow. So definitely check that out.
And then,
we will play you some of the best if you don't get a chance to listen in the morning.
Yeah, and then either we'll do Wizards tomorrow or Thursday before you leave on Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah, they play Friday, so
yeah,
I would imagine one of those days.
Oh, I need to reach out to them about something. I'll do that tomorrow. We'll talk Wizards Summer League. We'll talk about the Cam Whitmore trade. We haven't done that yet, so we'll get some Wizards in the show tomorrow. That's all tomorrow. Today, we spent our day, the morning, with the Mystics at the game. Great seats. Shout out to our guy DJ for that. A hard-fought game. This league is so silly sometimes. The officiating was, you know, we talked about that off the top. Like, it wasn't great. Angel Reese was particularly peeved, and she's coming off, basically saying, fine me, but the officiating sucks. So she already entered with a point of view, if you will. I don't think it changed the game. It was equally bad both ways. But one thing I will say about Reese is, like, she plays so damn hard. Like, it is not a mystery why she has a chasm-sized league in the league in rebounding. She's also, how tall is she listed as?
Probably 6'4".
Angel Reese, what's her listed size? She's listed as 6'3". That's a joke.
Nah, she ain't no 6'3".
Angel Reese is 6'5". She's straight up 6'5". And she's long, and the way that she anticipates the intensity, the battle between and the physicality between her and Shakira Austin. She also loves a hook. She loves. She's getting away with it now. If the refs ever catch on, the way she hooks players, rebounding and on offense, where she hooks a defender and tries to draw a foul. But like, she's good at it. She's a smart player. And it took a little bit to navigate that. She had a double-double in the first half, 10-10. Luckily, there wasn't a whole lot else going on for Chicago, and so the Mystics entered halftime with a lead. Brittany Sykes had some really nice runs where she was able to, you know, be an aggressive attacker. Sonia Citron, it seems like every time the game hits a lull and the Mystics need something to happen, she is like, I will grab this rebound. Now I will go make a play. Like, her knack for stuff. And that's why I love the conversation about Sony with Sydney that you just heard, unless you just tuned in, but with head coach Sydney Johnson, who said, like, yes, offensively, we probably could draw some more stuff up for her, and we have to make sure she's involved. But defensively, she does so much that I actually wonder if some of the offensive, I'm going to go stand in the corner, is just like, I need to catch my breath. Like, I'm going to let someone else handle it. And Aaliyah Edwards had a really nice spot in the first half. She's been playing really well over the last couple of games. She always plays well against Chicago. She averages 13.5 points per game against Chicago in her career coming into today, the highest by far against any other opponent. So whether it's the, go ahead, compare me to Angel, because she was drafted one pick ahead, or she just likes playing against Angel, or whatever the reason is. The trade rumors, obviously, a couple last week, like, she's played really well since then. She's responded to the pressure. And so I think this was a great team win. A lot of people contributed well, and it was a fun game to watch. And, you know, Chicago, I'm sure they're ticked. I know they're ticked. Tyler Marsh, their head coach, had to be restrained afterwards from going after the officials. But at the end of the day, like, game shouldn't have been that close, and it shouldn't have been that close because Washington, you know, Shakira Austin missed 8 free throws. She makes more free throws. It's not that much close of a game. So Chicago can't be like, oh, we lost because the refs. It's like, eh. You were in the game because the other team missed a bunch of free throws. So that was kind of, to me, the summary of the day.
Yeah, we also didn't realize Camila Cardoso wasn't out there, even though she is 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah, I forgot. She's with the Brazilian national team.
Yeah.
So that's very helpful. But, I mean, they didn't need her. Elizabeth Williams was awesome.
Yeah, she was playing well.
And she dropped 20.
But, yeah, I think Sony, like, I don't – to be honest, anytime she shoots the ball, I think it's always a good shot. Like, I don't care what – like, I know they had like a 3-on-2 fast break, or maybe it was like a 4-on-3, and she gets the ball in the corner and it's in, you know, rhythm, and she pulls up. I'm just like, I'm fine with that shot. Like,
yeah, whenever Sonya can't take a bad shot.
No, she can't.
I'm just like, fine, whatever. If you thought that was a good shot, I trust your basketball IQ. Oh, you were doing a circus trick and doing a backflip? Like, sure, fine. I'm sure there was a reason. Yeah. Like, and to have that kind of trust in a young player, big time. Also, by the way, speaking of Aaliyah Edwards, shout out, Lili turns 23 tomorrow. I forget sometimes how young she is because she's just so poised. But yeah, Aaliyah's birthday is tomorrow, which she made sure to mention at the podium. So shout outs to Lili. All right, that's mostly the show, except for one final thing.
Real things.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All righty then. Let us go into the folder of goodness and let us reach in. Let's see what we got. Oh, we got a Luke Kornet. Luke Kornet was with the Boston Celtics. He is signing with the San Antonio Spurs, where he will wear the number 7. Why are you wearing number 7, Luke Kornet?
7's a big number of, like, covenant and fulfillment and order and the faith, and so that's kind of what called me to it. And
now, if I just pause the clip there, you'd be like, why would you possibly play that in real things? This is supposed to be a funny segment. Luke Kornet, please continue.
The secondary reason was I just hoped to be a third of the player that Tim Duncan was.
Good.
Oh, love multiples, factors, yeah, break it all down, yeah.
Luke Kornet, one of the, and I mean this literally, biggest dorks on the planet. Said with love and affection.
Nah, that was actually hilarious.
He, I think he used to play golf all the time with our guy, or maybe it was Sam Hauser. Maybe it was both of them. Used to play with our guy, Drew Carter, Celtics play-by-play voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Kornet, I want to be a third of the player Tim Duncan was.
It's a bar.
It's a bar. It's also true. I would also like to be a third of the player that Tim Duncan is. That's our show for today. We'll try again tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.